Time now for our Farmington Education Report. Great to be joined by Shanna Turner. She's the Director of Elementary Education, and great timing for the Farmington Education Report. You're hours away from your first day of school, right?
We are. Yeah. We are very excited to be back in the swing of things.
Less than 24 hours away, in fact. And you were telling me there may be some wet youngsters in tomorrow. Boy, it is. We've got quite a puddle out there.
We do. We hope it kind of dries up for tomorrow, but I don't know if Mother Nature will agree with that.
We'll see. The forecast calling for rain today and tonight and tomorrow and maybe the next day, and we'll see about that. But Shanna, what are some of your duties as Director of Elementary Education?
Well, this is my 14th year with the district, and I started off as a fourth grade teacher, and then I moved to a principal, and now I'm the Director of Elementary. So I oversee preschool through sixth grade in the district. I work on professional development with teachers and do curriculum, work with teachers, and help principals out. So I do a lot of staff development things.
So you've seen education from quite a few different angles, haven't
you? I have, and it's all been in the Farmington. I'm born and raised here.
Yeah?
So, yeah, it's been it's nice to give back to your community.
When did you start teaching fourth grade?
2004.
Okay.
2004.
So you've been in the district in that capacity, at a professional capacity, for 14 years
yes.
now.
Yeah. Yes.
You have any kids in the district?
I do. I have an 8-year-old and 10-year-old, second and fourth grader. One of them's really excited to go back to school. One of them's still trying to think it's not happening tomorrow, but he's in a rude awakening. So
it doesn't matter.
Ready or not,
go.
Here
That's
it comes.
Right. I remember my mom was a teacher too, and not that I wanted to get away with anything, but had I wanted to get away with anything, I wouldn't have been able to. So, but you know, you're like her. You're like my mom, probably. You know everything that goes on over there, right?
Yes, I do. I do. And my husband always tells the teachers that if they have a problem, they need to call him, not me. So that he's. So yeah, but no. We have a good school district. Allison Hensley, she's in charge of our new teachers, and we hired 53 new staff members this school year.
I heard there was a big turnover this
year.
There
was. We had 35 new teachers and 17, actually it was 52 people, 17 paraprofessionals. With that, we actually added a couple of positions. So that was some of the new hires. Had some people retire, had some people leave the district. So we worked with those 52 new people last Monday and Tuesday and half a day Wednesday. We had great days with them. They are super excited to be back, or super excited to be in our district. And teachers came back Thursday. We had our big back to school all faculty meeting at the Black Knight Fieldhouse, which was exciting. The band played for us. And then yesterday where our staff came back, and now they're back for good. So we've got things happening all over the district today to be prepared for kids.
You mentioned 52 new teachers. Is that district-wide, or is that only in the elementary?
It's district-wide.
Okay,
and
that's
actually including teachers, paraprofessionals, and secretaries.
Okay.
So that's an array of people. And we employ a little under 500, so that's not too bad. So
does that include administrators, too?
With the new hires?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so
yep.
The whole deal.
Yes,
okay.
The whole deal and everything. Yeah. So we are excited to have them, and so we got a lot of stuff going on.
Now, that sounds like a pretty big turnover. Is that more than usual?
I
know you're going to get some every
year.
Yeah,
we usually average in the 20s, it seems like,
okay.
each year.
In
the 20s to 30s each year, so it is a little bit higher than usual. But like I said, we did add a couple positions. We had 3 or 4 secretaries all retire this year. So that was unusual for secretaries to leave all at the same time with retirement, but sometimes they come in groves. But it's been exciting.
You mentioned Allison Hensley. She's our silent partner today.
She is our silent partner.
She's sitting to your right. Woke up without a voice, I understand.
She has.
You'll have to speak for her today a little bit too.
She has. She. I can't give her enough praise. She put together the 2.5 days last week of the training. So really, she probably doesn't realize this. She's probably run herself ragged because she's been going nonstop. It's probably why she doesn't have a voice. But she's our behind the scenes lady. She supports all those new staff members. The state of Missouri, DESE, just put out a 5-year plan for new teachers. So we used to be required to really support our new teachers for 2 years. And the state of Missouri, DESE, came out and said, you know what, we have a lot of turnover in education, so we probably should support those new teachers for 5 years mm-hmm. instead of 2 years. So this is the first wave of that. So Allison's been working behind the scenes trying to figure out how that's going to look for our district, and we have some really good ideas, and so we, you know, we're ready, eager to get started with those new people.
When you talk about supporting the mm-hmm. teachers for the 5 years, is that training, mentoring programs, things like that?
Yes. So every brand new teacher to education is assigned a mentor. And then if you aren't new to education, but you're new to Farmington, you're given a professional guide. And that professional guide answers all sorts of questions as far as, hey, where's the bathroom in this building? How do I use the copier? Where do I check my mail? To how do I teach this? Those different things. The mentors used to be keeping, they used to keep track of a new teacher for 2 years. But we will actually support them for 5 years. So it's kind of like a gradual release into education, and we actually are really excited about that because we feel that we can do a really good job to support those new teachers.
Did you have to modify kind of your orientation with all the teachers coming back because there were so many new ones?
Yeah, we did. We did a lot of rotations, which means that we split the group up a lot, and we did small little mini stations. Allison has all of our administrative team come in, and they actually lead different sessions, which is really good because we get really good feedback from our new staff because they like to see the administrators actually lead different sessions. We had something called Nights in the Know, and the teachers, the new staff, they rotated to 8 stations. And so our admin leadership team led those stations. We had a station as far as professional dress, how to put in an absence when you're there, how to use Google Calendar, all those different things. So they seemed to really like that, and we broke the day up into small chunks.
Mm-hmm. One of the smaller portions of the turnover, maybe a larger portion, the high school principal, Dr. Hostetler. I think I'll miss him. I always watched his videos every
yes.
week that he put out online and,
yes.
and thought he did a nice job. That'll be, I think, a loss for the district, but I know that you're excited about the new principal, too.
Yeah, so we wish him the best. I've been following him on Twitter with his new school, and he's already started there, and then we have Mrs. Lamonts, who moved to the head principal, and we have some really good things happening. They did a freshman academy for students last Friday, which I thought was great. I was able to see some students as I went around to open house that I actually had as a fourth grade teacher and a principal that went through that freshman orientation last Friday, and any new students to the district also got to go to it. So they said they really enjoyed it. It kind of took their fears away from, you know, tomorrow actually being their first day to walk in. So I thought that was a really good idea, and that was actually staff-driven. So Mrs. Lamonts was kind of behind the scenes, but that was a total staff thing. And so I think we're going to see some really good things happen. And Dr. Hostetler and his wife, Dr. Hostetler as well, you know, we wish them the best, but we're also looking forward to some new things happening.
You bet. Has elementary ed changed very much since you've been from the classroom now to overseeing all of elementary ed?
Yeah, you know, we always talk to teachers that Farmington has very high expectations, and we're here to support you with those expectations, and education's always changing. So the technology's been huge change, and our staff, at first it was very overwhelming. When I took this position, this is my fourth year as director, and that is when we switched to Google. So we use all of our stuff is Google. And so one of the things is that we expected teachers to be proficient in this, but we didn't give them a device to use at home. So now everybody has a Chromebook. So in our world, we don't use Excel anymore or Word. It's all Google Docs or Sheets, you know, those different things. So it just is, if you really reflect on the past, you know, 14 years, actually even 5 years, our teachers have grown so much and have adapted great.
So are teachers done catching up with kids on technology?
Oh, no.
Are they there?
Oh, no,
no, not yet.
Oh, no. And, you know, our kids just come in as digital natives, like that's their life. And we actually started implementing what we call digital literacy at the kindergarten level. Shows them how to right click a mouse, shows them how to get on to different programs, because we used to not start that till third grade. So about 5 years ago, we did that at third grade. Now it's kindergarten.
Yeah. Well, they come in and knowing how.
Yep.
I read a story this morning about a six-year-old that ordered $350 in additional toys.
I saw that.
Yeah. So, I mean, they come in with, you know, already that inquisitive nature. They're finding out and learning things before they ever get
yeah,
there.
Yeah. They really are. And our teachers, you know, I think that we used to have a fear factor. Now they just embrace it. And they actually use that kid's knowledge to their advantage to say, hey, you can help me with this or show us how to do this. So they are really embracing it.
What's enrollment right now in the schools? Is it up? Is it down?
Yeah,
kind of steady?
It's up.
Yeah.
We have, it changes by the hour.
Yeah.
Right now we have a little over 4,000 kids.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's K through 12, right?
Yes. Yeah. We've been having new teachers and staff. We've been having some meetings and everything, and we've been playing some Farmington facts. And it's one of the questions is, you know, how many kids do we have enrolled? And it's a little over 4,000. With 4,000 kids, we have about 26 bus routes and a little over 2,000 kids that ride buses. So in our average square miles in our district to cover. So twice a day, we cover 325 square miles to bring kids to and from school.
So that's an average of, quick math, I don't know if it's right, and it's an average of about 333 kids per kind of class? Does that sound about right?
Yeah, it's about right. Yeah.
I mean, I don't fluctuate.
We have our biggest classes are at 5th and 6th grade. They've kind of gone through the years. We've always had two classes back-to-back that have our highest enrollment, and that's around that 350, 360 mark. And right now they're at 5th and 6th grade. So our 5th and 6th grade is over 600 right now, which has been the largest it's ever been there.
Yeah, really big.
So we actually have 28 sections, classes. So we have 14 classes of 5th grade and 14 classes of 6th grade, and that's the highest it's ever been there.
Is the infrastructure of the school system or the, you know, enough classrooms, is it ready to support the growing population?
Yes, we've kind of done some changing of rooms. We've had a couple of our special services teachers share a room. Our principals have thought outside the box on a few things, but yeah, we were prepared for that as it came through, and in 2 years that big two classes will be at middle school, so they're already starting to plan for what that's going to look like in 2 years for them to come there.
So what are some special things that will be happening tomorrow then?
Well, every building does a little unique thing for the first day of school. We try to get around to every classroom. Just everybody does their own little kind of first day things. The biggest focus in elementary is that everyone gets home the correct way, because, you know, we've got 5-year-olds on buses that have never ridden a bus, and when you ask them their name, they just kind of stare at you. Yep. And so that's always our goal, is to, you know, welcome everybody, have a great first day. We really talk with teachers and staff about building relationships from the moment those kids walk in the door. That's our huge focus. You know, academics will come, and that's very important, but building that relationship and that trust with those kids and having a safe environment for them, and that's what we really push.
Was there very much work over the summer that happened?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. It never stops. It never stops. In the elementary world, we have a new reading program. It's called Wonders, and we had teachers come in over the summer and get trained on how to use that. We had standards work. It never stops. Even though it might appear that it does, it never stops. And it just amazes me that the teachers that are willing just to come in on their own time and do things, it's great to see.
How about, was there any construction work this summer?
Kind of little things, you know, just the little things of different buildings had different lists of things that needed to get done. Did some tile work at Truman, some painting, some sprucing up of things, but no major construction.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in, both to Shanna Turner and also the silent Allison Hensley. We appreciate it. And the first day tomorrow, you might have some boats coming in to bring some students, but have a great year.
All right. Thank you very much.
You betcha. And that's Shanna Turner, the Director of Elementary Education, joining us on the Farmington Education Report right here on Super Talk 800.